Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar briefs leaders on Bangladesh situation in an all-party meeting to also make a statement in Parliament later today. UK government calls for a UN-led probe into unrest in Bangladesh, leading to Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's resignation and leaving the country. India's first multinational air defence exercise, Tarang Shakti 2024, to begin at Sulur in Tamil Nadu from today. Bulgaria heads to snap polls as parties fail to form a government. And in Paris Olympics, Neeraj Chopra and Kishore Jenna to be in action in men's javelin throw event, wrestler Vinesh Phogat and the Indian hockey team also to be in action today. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will make suo motu statements in both the Houses of Parliament today regarding the situation in Bangladesh. Dr. Jayashankar will make a statement in the Rajya Sabha at 2:30 p.m. and in the Lok Sabha at 3:30 p.m. Earlier this morning, the government convened an all-party meeting on the issue of Bangladesh. During the meeting in New Delhi, External Affairs Minister briefed the leaders about the ongoing developments in Bangladesh. After the meeting, in a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar appreciated the unanimous support and understanding that was extended in the all-party meeting. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda were present in the meeting. Leader of the Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, TMC Leader Sudeep Bandopadhyay, NCP SP Leader Supriya Sule, RJD Leader Meesa Bharati, SP Leader Professor Ram Gopal Yadav and TR Balu of DMK were among the Opposition leaders who were present in the meeting. Union Minister and JDU Leader Lalan Singh, Union Minister and JDS Leader H.D. Kumaraswamy, Union Minister and TDP Leader Ram Mohan Naidu and LJPR Leader Arun Bharati also attended the meeting. In Bangladesh, the anti-discrimination student movement has outlined plans for the formation of an interim government. Coordinators of the movement have proposed Nobel laureate Dr. Muhammad Yunus as the chief advisor of the country's interim government. Nahid Islam, a key coordinator, made the announcement through a video message posted on the social media platforms. According to the coordinators, Dr. Yunus has agreed to take on the role. President Mohammad Shahabuddin decided to form an interim government to run the country after Sheikh Hasina resigned as the Prime Minister amid the raging unrest in Bangladesh, leading to clashes between the police and the student protesters, in which over 90 people lost their lives. The students had been protesting against a reservation in government jobs. More from our correspondent.
In Bangladesh, curfew was lifted from 6 o'clock on the morning of Tuesday. However, people's movement on roads and in public places was very thin in the first half. Meanwhile, updates are coming about some incidents of vandalism of the houses and properties of Awami League leaders and supporters. Earlier on last night, in a televised address to the nation, Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin has announced that an interim government would be formed as soon as possible after dissolving the national parliament. The president said the decision was taken at a meeting with leaders of different political parties, civil society representatives and other stakeholders. Chief of three forces were present at the meeting. Naval Sang Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Meanwhile, Director General of Border Security Force Daljit Singh Chaudhary made a visit to the Indo-Bangladesh border in the North 24 Parganas district of West Bengal today to review the operational preparedness and strategic deployment in these critical border areas. In view of the situation in Bangladesh, the BSF has issued an alert along the Indo-Bangladesh border to ensure enhanced security. The UK government has called for a United Nations-led probe into the unrest that led to the resignation of former Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and leaving the country yesterday. Foreign Secretary David Lammy said the United Kingdom wants to see a peaceful and democratic future for the South Asian country. He said the last 2 weeks in Bangladesh have seen unprecedented levels of violence and tragic loss of life. He urged all sides to work together to restore calm under a transitional government. In Bulgaria, the third and last attempt to form a government in the current legislature has failed, paving a way for the snap elections. Bulgarian President Rumen Radev had recently asked the smallest parliamentary group, the 16-seat party ITN, to nominate a prime minister candidate and to try to form a government, but the party failed to secure enough support. Earlier in July, the two largest parliamentary groups, GERB-UDF and PPDB, failed to form a stable coalition after the inconclusive parliamentary elections in June. According to the Bulgarian constitution, after this latest failure, President Radev is obliged to appoint a caretaker government and schedule new parliamentary elections. This will be seventh parliamentary elections in Bulgaria in 3 years. The United Nations has said that 9 employees of its agency for Palestinian refugees may have been involved in last year's October 7th terror attack on Israel by the Palestinian group Hamas, which sparked the war in Gaza. The employment of these individuals has been terminated. UN spokesman Farhan Haq, speaking at a daily media briefing yesterday, said they have sufficient information for terminating these 9 individuals. The High Commission of India in London has issued a travel advisory for Indian citizens planning to visit the United Kingdom following violent protests and clashes in some parts of the country. The Commission has urged the travellers to remain vigilant and exercise caution while travelling within the UK. The travel advisory for Indian citizens comes in the wake of recent unrest across the UK triggered by anti-immigrant protests following a stabbing incident in Southport that killed 3 children. The misinformation and disinformation about the attacker's identity exacerbated tensions, leading to violent protests and clashes in various cities. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu presided over the community reception with the members of the Indian community and Friends of India in Suva, the capital city of Fiji. The president hailed the contributions of the Indian diaspora living in Fiji. The president said she was happy to know that Girmit Divas is a holiday and also that Hindi is an official language in Fiji. Our correspondent covering the president's visit has filed this report.
Addressing the Indian community in Fiji, President Murmu expressed happiness to see Indian origin people keep their culture and values intact. She said India and Fiji share historic ties and in the current context must work together to voice the concerns of Global South. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, Dr. Keshwanathan, a doctor of Indian origin, said,
"Today we have seen the Indian roots, Indian community also over here, and it gives us an opportunity to meet each other. This is the time how we can progress. How can we look forward to have a better relationship and enhance the bonding and with that also help each other?"
Earlier in the day, President Murmu presided over the formal handing over of documentation allocating project site for 100-bedded super speciality cardiology hospital in Suva being built with grant in aid from India. Sri Sai for Akashvani News from Fiji.
Back home, the government today said the country has witnessed a significant reduction in the left-wing extremism in the last 10 years. There is a reduction of 53% in the number of cases associated with left-wing extremism between May 2014 to April 2024 as compared to between May 2004 to April 2014. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai said the number of districts that are affected with left-wing extremism has now come down to 38. He informed that the number of affected districts was 126 in 2013. He also said that there has been a significant reduction in the number of both civil and security casualties in the left-wing extremism affected areas. The government has said that 1 crore 92 lakh SIM cards have been blocked across the country to crack down on cybercrime. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said the government has a zero tolerance policy against cyber fraud.
धोखाधड़ी को रियल टाइम में रोकने के लिए एनपीसीआई के साथ जोड़ा गया जुलाई 2024 से 7.6 लाख से अधिक शिकायतों में 2400 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक राशि की बचत की गई। टोल फ्री नंबर 1930 को अप्रैल 2020 में आरंभ किया गया। इस प्रकार से सरकार तमाम ऐसे प्रचार प्रसार कर रही है। दूर संचार विभाग से ने जून 2024 में 1.92 करोड़ मोबाइल कनेक्शन को भी डिस्कनेक्ट किया और 2.9 लाख मोबाइलों को हेडसेट से भी ब्लॉक किया। लगातार सरकार इस पर ध्यान दे रही है।
India's first multinational air defense exercise, Tarang Shakti 2024, will begin from today at the air base at Sulur, Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu. The exercise will continue till the 14th of this month. 30 countries across the world, including US, Germany, France, Australia, UAE and Singapore, will be participating in the exercise with state-of-the-art fighter jets performing exercises. Here is more in this report.
The three-day exercise is being conducted in two phases. First, from today till 14th of this month, and the second phase will be held in Jodhpur, Rajasthan, from 29th August to 14th of next month. 10 countries are taking part with their aircraft, while 18 countries will attend the exercise as observers. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Vice Chief of the Air Staff, Air Marshal AP Singh informed that India will showcase its indigenous-made fighter aircraft and equipment. He added that Tejas, Rafale, Mirage 2000, Jaguar, MiG-29 aircraft and more will take part in the exercise. Flying and ground training, defense exposition and cultural exchange programs will also be conducted. The defense personnel from participating countries will also visit India's tech companies. With Rahi Siddin's report, Tripti Srivastav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now on to sports. In the Paris Olympics 2024, Indian athletes will be in action in hockey, athletics, table tennis and wrestling events today. Asian Games and Commonwealth Games gold medalist Vinesh Phogat will feature in the women's 50kg freestyle division. She will have her task cut out against the reigning Olympic champion Yui Susaki of Japan in the round of 16. Here is a report from our correspondent in Paris.
All eyes will be on the Stade de France arena as India's biggest hope of a medal from track and field, Tokyo Olympics gold medalist Neeraj Chopra, takes part in the qualification rounds of the javelin competition. He will be part of Group B, while India's other prospect in the discipline, Asian Games medalist Kishore Jena, will be competing earlier in Group A. Kiran Pahal will be seen in action in women's 400-meter repechage. In a blockbuster semi-final, the Indian hockey team will face Germany. Meanwhile, star wrestler Vinesh Phogat will begin her quest for an Olympic medal in the 50kg freestyle category today. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting. Reporting from Paris for Akashvani.
And in the men's team event in table tennis, Indian duo of Manav Thakkar and Harmeet Desai lost the first match after a drubbing against the Chinese duo, who took the game 11-2, 11-3, 11-7. In the second match, Sharad Kamal is playing against Fan Zhendong. In Kerala, the authorities today began search for more bodies at the Sunrise Valley area of Suchipada in Wayanad. A 12-member team was airdropped in the area due to difficult terrain. A helicopter has been kept ready to bring the bodies. More from our correspondent.
The rescue teams continued scouring the landslide-hit areas of Wayanad for bodies, dismembered body parts and missing persons for the 8th day today. There was more focus on Meenmutti and Portugal areas. A 12-member team comprising 2 trained forest officials, 4 members of the Special Operations Group and 6 Army personnel were airdropped at the Sunrise Valley area of Sujipara in Wayanad in search of more bodies. The terrain is inaccessible due to various factors, including thick forests, presence of wildlife and steep rocks. Rajmohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar briefs leaders on Bangladesh situation in all-party meeting to also make a statement in Parliament later today. UK government calls for a UN-led probe into unrest in Bangladesh, leading to Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's resignation and leaving the country. India's first multinational air defence exercise, Tarang Shakti 2024, to begin at Sulur in Tamil Nadu from today. Bulgaria heads to snap polls as parties fail to form a government. And in Paris Olympics, Neeraj Chopra and Kishore Jena to be in action in men's javelin throw event. Wrestler Vinesh Phogat and the Indian hockey team also to be in action today. And with that, we end the midday news.